it's always the most exciting wish list of the holiday shopping season, the list of must-have tech gadgets. What's going to be hot this holiday season? Well, joining us live this morning, Dan Ackerman, CNET Senior Editor. And we focus today on game consoles, Dan. And apparently you've got your hands on the new Wii U game console. How do you like it?
Lucky stiff.
Well, it's pretty cool so far. It's a little bit different than that Wii that everybody played a couple years ago with that stick that you wave and you're playing tennis and you're playing golf. Instead, this one has a little tablet you hold in your hand, and that's the controller. You know, it's a cool concept. It's very timely because everyone's so into tablets right now. It's also a little more complicated.
So Wii is trying to catch up here. It lost a little ground to the Kinect system. Can it do it? Is this, how do they compare to you?
Listen, the Kinect is a camera you put in front of your Xbox, and you can use it for what they call motion control. You basically dance in front of the TV, and things on the screen happen. You know, that's a lot of fun. It's very high concept. It's great technology. I'm not sure they've come up with a lot of great games for it. I think the Wii U games that I've seen so far are a little bit more inventive and a little bit more mainstream-friendly. You know, they've got Super Mario Brothers. There's all kinds of family-friendly stuff. And this is the first new console in 5 or 6 years at least, so I think there's a lot of pent-up demand out there.
Is this marriage with the tablets the way video game consoles will be going for all manufacturers?
That's a good question. If they're really successful at it, then you'll see everybody else copy them, kind of like they did with motion control. But it's so different and it's so out there. I'm not sure it's really a good fit for a lot of games. But, you know, points for trying.
You know, it's amazing. We've been talking about game consoles here, and we haven't yet mentioned the granddaddy, PlayStation. Are they out of it now?
You know, the PlayStation 3 is still around, still doing pretty well. I was looking at Black Friday deals, and I saw that a lot of places are going to have the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, both for about $199, with a bunch of games and other accessories thrown in. So if you don't have one yet, although it's hard to imagine anyone who wants one of these who doesn't have one yet, you know, at least they're discounting them pretty deeply this holiday.
That's great to hear.
How do you like that Xbox 360?
I mean, it's probably the main one I use just because it's easy to get to Netflix and all these other online services that you also use besides just playing games. Mm-hmm. And it's the one all your friends probably have. So when you play multiplayer games online, then they're probably on that too.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Like these game consoles, you can run, for example, I use MLB.com and I get access to all the baseball games that are on TV all around the country, home and away games, right through my gaming console. And it's much cheaper than doing it through your cable provider.
It's so close to being a cable box replacement. We're not 100% there yet, but the cable companies have got to be pretty worried.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, Dan, if it's okay, we're going to talk to you a couple more times as we lead up to the holidays here to get some tips on high-tech stuff this season.
You got it.
All right, Dan Ackerman from CNET. Appreciate it.